This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A group of 28 prematurely born babies evacuated from Gaza's biggest hospital were taken into Egypt for urgent treatment on Monday. While Palestinian health authorities said people were killed inside another Gaza hospital encircled by Israeli tanks. Hamas denies claims by Israel that they use the hospitals as command centers. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Russian interference in Bosnia has NATO worried. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday the alliance strongly supports Bosnia's integrity and condemned the foreign interference.
So we are concerned by secessionist and divisive rhetoric, as well as malign foreign interference, including from Russia.
Sarajevo was the first stop on his tour of Western Balkan countries that will also include Kosovo, Serbia, and North Macedonia. South Korea says it believes North Korea is getting ready to try to launch a spy satellite into space with Russian help and has warned them not to do so. South Korea, through a senior military officer, said they might resume frontline aerial surveillance in response.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you kindly rise and welcome to Berlin the heads of state, fourth edition of the G20 summit compact with Africa.
In Berlin, African states have gathered to talk investment in the future of business, hosted by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Because growth in Africa means also growth for the whole planet in the end, and it's then also a chance for business to expand, because you are not restricted to where you are coming from and where you are used to invest.
The investment series created by Scholz when he was head of G20. This is VOA News. Joseph Boakai, who defeated President George Weah in Liberia's election runoff last week, says his administration will review mining concessions. Reuters correspondent Dave Doyle says the new president has described the sector as one of the worst problems in the country.
Liberia's new president-elect, Joseph Boakai, has said his administration will take a close look at mining concessions to ensure they benefit the country. Boakai was speaking in an exclusive interview on Sunday after defeating the incumbent president, George Weah, in a November 14th runoff.
To be very frank with you, the mining sector had been one of the most problems in this country.
The former vice president campaigned on a promise to rescue Liberia, which is still recovering from the legacy of two civil wars and the Ebola epidemic.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says despite the West African country's rich mineral reserves, including diamonds, gold, and iron ore, poverty, unemployment, food insecurity, and poor electrical supply persist. Javier Milei has been elected president of Argentina. Milei started to outline the broad strokes of his upcoming administration Monday morning and said he will travel to the United States and Israel before taking office on December 10th. Once in office, he said he will slash government spending, dollarize the economy, and eliminate the central bank as well as key ministries, including those of health and education. A rights group reports online abuse of politically active Afghan women tripled after the Taliban took over. Here's AP correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Afghan Witness reports the abuse significantly increased after the Taliban took over the country in August 2021, tripling in the last half of 2022 compared to the same period the previous year. The group's investigators analysed over 78,000 posts written in the local languages of Dari and Pashto that were directed at almost 100 accounts of politically active Afghan women. Interviews indicated the spread of abusive posts online helped make the women targets. The interviewees reported receiving messages with pornographic material, as well as threats of sexual violence and death. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Microsoft snapped up Sam Altman and another architect of ChatGPT maker OpenAI for a new venture after their sudden departure shocked the artificial intelligence world on Friday. It also left OpenAI's new CEO to paper over tensions by vowing to investigate Altman's firing last week. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.